This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of March 2024. Essence: sweet children, become introverted and churn the ocean of knowledge, and you will experience happiness and intoxication, and become teachers like the Father. Question: on what basis can your internal happiness remain constant? Answer: you remain constantly happy when you bring benefit to others and make everyone happy. Become merciful and you will remain happy. It remains in the intellects of those who become merciful. Oh, the Father of all souls is teaching us and making us pure. We are becoming the emperors of the world. They continue to donate such happiness. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father asks you, children. Children, who said Om Shanti? The answer came back, Shiv Baba. Yes, Shiv Baba said it. Because you children know that he is the Father of all souls. He says, I enter this chariot every cycle and teach you. So he is the teacher who teaches. When a teacher comes, he says, good morning. And the children then respond, good morning. You children know that the Supreme Soul is saying good morning to souls. There are many who say good morning in a worldly way. This is the Unlimited Father who comes and teaches you. He explains to you children the secrets of the whole world and the drama. You understand that the Father of all souls has come. Your intellect should have the faith throughout the whole day that the Unlimited Father is teaching us. He is our Father, Teacher and Guru. He is also called the Creator. You have to understand that he does not create souls. He explains, I am the seed. I tell you the knowledge of the human world tree. Who else but the seed could give this knowledge? You cannot say that he created the tree. He says, children, this tree is eternal. Otherwise, I would have told you the dates of when and how it was created. However, this creation is eternal. The Father is called the Ocean of Knowledge. Jani Jananhar means the one who knows the secrets of the tree from the beginning through the middle to the end. The Father is the seed of this human world tree. He is the ocean of knowledge. He has the total knowledge in him. He comes and teaches you children. All human beings continue to ask, how can there be peace? You now say that it is the ocean of peace who establishes peace. He is the ocean of peace and happiness, and also the ocean of knowledge. Which knowledge? He has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of this world. Those people consider the scriptures to be knowledge. There are many who relate such scriptures. The Unlimited Father himself comes and gives his introduction, and also gives you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You also understand that it is when he comes that peace is established. Peace exists in the land of peace. No one knows that everyone in the land of peace was in peace. people continue to ask how there can be peace in the world. There definitely was peace here. You need the peace of the kingdom of Rama. No one knows when the kingdom of Rama existed. The Father knows that there are innumerable souls and that he is the Father of all. No one else can say this. All the souls that exist are present here at this time. At first they were in the land of peace. Then they went from the land of happiness to the land of sorrow. No one knows how this play of happiness and sorrow is created. They simply say that this is a play of coming and going. It is now in the intellects of you children that he is the Father of all souls. He speaks this knowledge to us. He comes and establishes the kingdom of heaven. He teaches us. He says, children, you were deities. No one else would say this. The Father of all souls is teaching you. This is such a huge, unlimited play, but they say that it lasts for hundreds of thousands of years. You say that the duration of this play is 5,000 years. You have now come to know that there are two types of peace. One is that of the land of peace, and the other the peace of the land of happiness. It is in the intellects of you children that the Father of all souls is now teaching us. This is not mentioned in any of the scriptures. This is the unlimited Father whom the people of all religions call Allah, God, the Father, Prabhu, etc. His teachings must surely be the highest. This should remain in you throughout the whole day. The Father says, I tell you new aspects in new ways. You then teach them to others. There is a great deal of respect for the deities on the path of devotion. In fact, this Brahma is the senior mother. That one, Shiva, is simply called the Father. This one is called the Mother and Father. The Father adopts you through this mother and continues to say, child, child. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years to speak this knowledge to you. This cycle is also in your intellects. Every word you are listening to is new. This is the spiritual knowledge of the Father, the ocean of knowledge. The Spirit, the Father, is the ocean of knowledge. Souls say, Baba. Children, your intellects have to imbibe all of these aspects very well. When you become introverted and churn this ocean of knowledge, you will experience happiness and intoxication. Shiv Baba is the greatest teacher. He also makes you into teachers. All of you are number wise. Baba knows which children are able to teach well. Everyone becomes happy. They say, take us quickly to meet such a Baba who has made you like you are. Baba says, I come and enter this one at the end of the last of his many births to teach you. How many times would I have come in this barrett every cycle? You become amazed on hearing these new things that the unlimited Father is teaching us. He has so many names on the path of devotion. He is called the Supreme Soul, Rama, Prabhu and Allah. Just see, there is only the one teacher, and yet he is remembered by so many names. The teacher should only have one name. Can he have so many names? There are so many languages, and many different names are said of him. Some use the word God, and some say Kuda. He himself understands, "I have come to teach you children. After you have studied and become deities, destruction will take place. This world is now old, so who can make it new?" The father says, "It is my part to make it new. I am also bound by the bond of the drama. You children also know that there is so much expansion on the path of devotion. This too is a play. The path of devotion lasts for half a cycle." The father has now come. He is the one who teaches us. He is the one who establishes peace. There was peace when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Here, there is peacelessness. There are so many souls and only the one father. It is such a wonderful play. Baba, the father of all souls, is teaching us. You should have so much happiness. You understand that we are the gopis and gopis, and that Baba is the father of us gopis and gopis. It is not just the souls that are called gopis and gopis. It is when you souls are in your bodies that you are called gopis and gopis. That is, you are called brothers and sisters. Gopis and gopis are the children of Shiv Baba. The expression gopis and gopis is very sweet. There is a song of the praise of the gopis and their lord. Their praise belongs to this time. However, because of not knowing who he is, they have mixed everyone up and created confusion. The father sits here and explains the history and geography of the world. People only know of these lands. They don't know who ruled in the Golden Age or for how long it lasted. They don't know this because they have said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. They are in immense darkness. The father now comes and gives you this knowledge of the world cycle. By knowing this, you become the knowers of the three aspects of time. You become Trinetri, those with three eyes. This is a study. The father himself says, "I come every cycle, at the confluence of every cycle, to make you into the most elevated human beings. You become this, number-wise. It is by studying that you attain a status. You understand that the unlimited Father is teaching you. People say that God has no name or form, and that he is in pebbles and stones. So many different things are said of him. They have portrayed goddesses with so many arms. Ravan is portrayed with 10 heads. It should enter the children's heart that the Father of all souls is teaching us, that he is making us pure. Therefore, you should have so much happiness inside you. However, this happiness will only emerge when you become merciful and bring benefit to everyone and make them happy. Oh, Baba is making us into the emperors of the world. Kings, queens and subjects, all will become masters of the world. There are no advisers there. There are no kings now, only advisers everywhere. It is now the rule of the people by the people. What the Unlimited Father is teaching you should enter your intellects again and again. Those who study very well will come first and attain a high status. How did Lakshmi and Narayan become so wealthy? What did they do? If people are wealthy on the path of devotion, it is understood that they must have performed some elevated actions. People make donations and perform charity in the name of God. They believe that in return for that they will receive a great deal. Therefore they become wealthy in their next birth. However, they give indirectly, through which they receive something for a temporary period. The Father has now come to you directly. Everyone remembers him. Come and purify us. They do not say, come and give us knowledge and make us become like Lakshmi and Narayan. The intellects of human beings remember Sri Krishna. Because of not knowing the Father, they have become so unhappy. The Father now makes you into those who belong to the divine community. You will first go to the land of peace, and then go to the land of happiness. The Father now explains everything very clearly. Although they listen, it is as though they don't hear. They do not change from having stone intellects into having pure intellects. You should stay in remembrance of Baba throughout the day. A wife has so much love for her husband that she would die for him. Here, all of you are children, but you are all number wise. You understand that you repeatedly forget such an unlimited father. Father says, by remembering me, your sins will be absolved. However, you still forget. Oh, why do you forget such a father who makes you into the masters of the world? Storms of Maya will come, but you must continue to make effort. Remember the Father, and you will receive your inheritance. All of you become deities, residents of heaven. However, some will have to experience punishment, and then they too will become deities, but their status will be low. All of these aspects are new. It is only when you remember the Father and the Teacher that your attention can be drawn to these aspects. You even forget the Teacher. The Father says, this study will continue for as long as I am here, until the time of destruction, and until everything has been sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. You would say that he has taught everything, and so what else could he teach? Baba says, new points will continue to emerge. You become happy on hearing these. Therefore study very well and transfer everything, like Sudama did. This too is a huge business. Baba was very generous in his business. He used to donate one-tenth of his income. Even though he might have made no profit, he would still feel that he had to donate first. They used to tell him, if others see you donating generously, everyone will be inspired to do the same, and many can benefit. That was the path of devotion. Here, everything was given to the Father. Baba, take everything. The Father says, I give you the kingdom of the whole world. Baba had a vision of destruction, as well as a vision of the four-armed image. At that time I understood that I was to become the master of the world. Baba entered me and showed me scenes of destruction. That's it. This world is about to finish. Why should I carry on doing business? Renounce this donkey work. I am to receive the kingdom. The father is now explaining that this old world is going to be destroyed. So much effort is made to awaken you from the sleep of Kumbhakarna, but still you do not wake up. Therefore, you children have to remember the one father alone. If you have given everything to the father, then it is surely the one father whom you should remember. You children can stay in remembrance for a long time. This Baba has so much responsibility. A lot of news comes from those in bondage. Baba is concerned that the poor mothers are being beaten so much. Their husbands harass them a great deal. They do understand that this is in the drama, but what can they do about it? Innocent ones were assaulted in the previous cycle too. The new world has to be established. The father says, I enter this one's body at the end of the last of his many births. So surely we were beautiful and have now become ugly. I will take the first number. I will go and become Sri Krishna. When I see this picture, I think I am going to become this. Therefore, the father explains to the children very clearly. It is now the task of you children to understand this and then explain to others. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. We are the gopis and gopis of the father of the gopis. Remain in this happiness and intoxication. Become introverted and churn the ocean of knowledge and become a teacher like the father. 2. Become like Sudama and transfer everything you have and also study very well. Claim your full inheritance from the Father before destruction takes place. Awaken everyone from the sleep of Kumbhakarna. Blessing. May you be a holy swan who has an auspicious meeting by harmonizing your sanskars with the virtue of sweetness. On Holi, you play with colours, sweeten one another's mouths, and also celebrate an auspicious meeting. In the same way, when you Holi Swan children give one another the toli of sweetness after colouring one another with the colour of the company of spirituality, when sweetness is practically visible in your eyes, mouth, and activities, then an auspicious meeting, that is, the harmonizing of sanskars, takes place. To harmonize your sanskars with others is the basis of revelation. It is through this that there will be cries of victory. Slogan. Practice being bodiless. This practice will enable you to pass the paper of suddenly. Om Shanti.